everybody. This is Christina with Rock On Request Magazine, and I have the pleasure today of speaking with Chris Broderick from Megadeth. Hey, Chris. It's going. It's about to storm here, so I'm trying to get this done. Hopefully we don't lose power. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to do the interview today, and I know that you're probably tired of saying the same old thing, so we'll try and be painless over here.
Yeah,
that's no worries. No worries. All right, cool. Now, you know, we see that you're going to be on the Rockstar Energy Drink Mayhem Tour, which is due to start very shortly, and is this the first time you guys have played on the Mayhem Tour, or is this old hat for you?
Yeah, it's definitely the first time I've done the Mayhem Tour. And I'm very excited because it just seems like such a well-run, well-packaged festival.
Right.
And, you know, it's got a good mix of different styles of metal music. So I'm excited to see how it turns out and what the fans are like.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the one thing I think that I like about tours like this is that it does blend a lot of the classic metal bands with some of the newer ones. So it's kind of cool for fans old and new. And I think there's a lot of crossover fans that can be gotten, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, now, it definitely, you're coming off the tail end of this Sonosphere tour. Is that correct? Now, that's going to be a really different experience for you, I would think, because, you know, obviously in Europe, I think the metal fans, I don't know, for me, it just seems like I always hear they're a lot more diehard still.
Well, it's, you know, I think if you're talking about, like, the difference between European and American fans,
right.
That's kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah. Right.
So I've always noticed in places where you don't get as much music or as many people touring, that there's a lot more like obvious enthusiasm where people are just going nuts and going crazy because they're not exposed to it.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. I think it's, it's been cool to see it come around these past few years, you know, because we don't have a lot of, you know, real metal festivals that are dedicated out here. I mean, you have your other, you know, rock festivals that are popular, but they don't really dedicate to the hardcore music, you know, the way they do in Europe. So I'm excited and I hope I can get out there. Right. Yeah, I remember those days.
Now it's like it seems like there's a few more metal festival tours that are gaining steam, and that's why I can't wait to be a part of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Now that kind of brings something to mind. Do you think that, you know, that has a lot to do with maybe some of the, you know, newer, or I guess when I say newer, more in recent years, metal bands that are gaining popularity, you know, in the media that have kind of brought that to the forefront for the bands that have been around for a long time?
Yeah, I think it always has to do with popularity. You know, if you put a package together that has bands that are in the public eye and they're really popular, I think it's going to do pretty well. And, the fact that these festivals are getting more and more popular, in my mind at least, I would say that it's because the music itself is gaining more popularity.
That's true. I would agree. It's really cool for me around here because we're in the South, and I think there is a little more dedication to hard rock music here where we are. That, you know, it's cool to see kids, you know, walking home from school that have a Megadeth t-shirt on, you know. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, you know, speaking of popularity, something that I saw that you guys, you know, have done, you know, which I think is fantastic. I love when I see this, is, you know, you did a song that's going to be showcased on the Never Dead video game, right? That's really cool because gaming is such a huge part of, you know, well, not even just youth culture anymore, just culture in general. And we work with reviewing video games and whatnot, and those types of video games happen to be my favorite. So, you know, what was that process like? I mean, did the song come, you know, and was it named as a result of the video game, or how did that process go?
I kind of found that out because the priority on that song was definitely much higher than the rest of the songs,
Sure, of
as far
course.
as timeline.
Yeah. That's cool. I watched that too yesterday, and you know, I kind of keep up on that stuff on the gaming end, and you know, I'm thinking, wait, this is Megadeth, which was awesome, and it really went very well with the trailer. It's nicely done. So I can't wait for the game and the new album to come out, which is the next thing I wanted to ask you about. Now, the new album, what, do you have a release date set for that yet? Okay, and is it titled yet? Okay, that's
Unfortunately, I can't divulge that information yet.
no problem. I thought I'd try and pick your brain, but you know, I get it. Now this been said recently that this album is gonna be a little different. And you know, my curiosity is, you know, first of all, how different and in what ways, and is there any concern about not sticking to, you know, the tried and true Megadeth formula? Right. Well, I'm excited for it. I can't wait to hear it and to review it when it comes out. And yeah, you also weren't you recently shooting a video for it already, or is that for something else entirely? Oh, okay, that's very cool. Now, one last thing, I guess I would say, as far as the Rockstar Energy Drink Festival is concerned, you know, I'm sure, you know, obviously you've played with some of these bands in the past, but you know, are there any bands on this tour that, you know, you're looking forward to being able to check out, you know, as a fan of music in general. Right. Right. That sounds like a lot of fun. I always, you know, love checking out as many bands as I can at a festival because I never know when I'm gonna find the next band I'm gonna fall in love with. So I'm sure that's the same for band members as well. Well, I will let you go to the studio. I just have one thing, well, two things actually. Is there anything we didn't cover that you want to let the Megadeth fans know about? Is there anything else coming up for you guys that you want to let your fans know about that maybe we didn't cover? Well, that's very cool. I gotta say, you guys have some of the most dedicated fans I've seen. You know, there's some fan bases that definitely stand out, you know, and yours is one of them. Well, the only other thing we do here at Rock on Request, and this is totally up to you if you're in the mood or not, but I always let the artists, if they want, they can end it by asking the interviewer a question, and it could be about anything at all. It doesn't have to be music related. So we're not censored here, so it's totally up to you. As you know, that is, you're right. You probably do get asked that a lot. I've made it a point to stop asking it because you know, it's really tough. I'm a fan of you know, the old school ways. Definitely a fan of physical CDs and artwork, and you know, I really don't necessarily like the fact that so much is out there to grab on the internet because let's be real, you know, you can have it up on every iTunes, CD Baby site that you want, fans are always going to find a way to download it without paying. So, you know, it's definitely a hardship for musicians. I know a lot of musicians at this point in my life, and, you know, I feel for them that they have to be literally on the road practically 24/7 now to be able to make money, you know, half the time. And it's tough. You guys have families and whatnot, so I definitely feel for the musicians on that end. As far as where it's going to end up, it's a really tough thing for me. It's kind of like saying where are the labels going to be, you know, down the road, and are indie labels going to take over. You know, for me as a fan of music, I just want the musicians to be able to make a living doing what they love and doing what they do, and the fans to be able to appreciate the outcome, you know? So I just hope that it doesn't end up like really putting more of a strain on the artist because, you know, that's why I do what I do. I don't do it for big money. I just love music and I know that they do too. So I don't know if that answers that question. It's a tough one for me, probably like it is for you, because like who's to say how it's going to turn out? Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's just hope that there can be something done down the road that's going to make things a little more difficult for people to steal music, and so that everything can sustain and fans will always have somewhere to go to see their artists, you know. That's my goal. Well, why don't you, I hopefully you don't have too many more interviews, and thank you again for the time. I really appreciate it and hope I can see you guys at the festival. All right. Take care, Chris. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.